Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. Welcome to another enlightening episode of Islamic Upbringing, where we dive deep into the essential aspects of nurturing your youth in line with Islamic teachings. In this program, our discussions are rooted in the guidance of the Holy Quran and the timeless wisdom of Hadith from our beloved Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family, and the insightful narratives of our noble Imams. I'm glad to have with us today Brother Muhammad Liaqat Abbas, a research scholar from the Seminary of Qom, who possesses a wealth of knowledge in both Islamic studies as well as psychology. So, Brother Liaqat Abbas, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, sister.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
Well, today we are going to discuss another topic which teens suffer a lot through, that is peer pressure, and how we're going to deal with this as parents, as guardians, as teachers. Well, Brother Liaqat, you know, so much peer pressure out there, so much teens confused, anxiety, and stressed out with this peer pressure. So I would want you to go ahead with the topic.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So it's very important to see where we are getting pressure from. Are we pressurized? Or if we are pressurized, is the pressure in a good manner? Or is the pressure taking us to a wrong path? Example.
Yes.
So I would start with an example where a teen feels pressurized by their friends to try to smoke or kind of even drink or to commit a bad sin or commit something which is not allowed. Their friends also, you know, they openly mock anyone who refuses creating a kind of strong sense of kind of obligation to perform that action. You know what, like example, their friends can say, oh, you don't know, you know what, you don't have guts, you don't have courage, if you want to prove yourself that you are a courageous person, then smoke a cigarette for us, you see. And I don't know, like there are kind of few games where it's like dare, I don't know, like you have to dare or you have to speak out the truth and stuff like that, where the person is kind of obliged, kind of this kind of obligation upon this person, unfortunately. So these are all pressure, like substance use is one of them, like going towards a thing which is not good.
Yeah.
And of course, there's a lot of pressure behind. So what is the solution? Number one is the teen can actually think about responding to such situations. Example, this is like a teen who is having insight beforehand itself, okay? By saying, example, that the person prefers to stay healthy on and focus on their goals. Example, there's a lot of pressure from friends. So number one is the person shouldn't be in this kind of company of friends if it is a good person, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
By any chance, the person kind of confronts in any manner, because you know it's not always like what, how, and how we think. Yeah,
right.
There might be a situation, unfortunately, where a teen might confront these kind of people. Okay, in kind of gathering or whatever. Okay, anywhere at any place. So having good responses is very good, or saying politely is very good. And knowing this, that, if I don't do this, I'm not a courageous person, example, is not how people define,
yes.
You see? So having a kind of knowing oneself and knowing values is very important, okay?
Right.
My value is I'm valued because I don't smoke. They are valued maybe because they smoke. So having values for oneself is very important.
Right.
So knowing responses in advance, knowing about one's values will definitely help. And
yes.
Additionally, not to involve oneself in those kind of environments.
Yes.
Example, if a teen knows, okay, if I'm going to go over there, then
the
I might have to face
know about these, the consequences.
Kind of, these kind of people. Maybe
right.
they're going to bully me, whatever. Yeah. You see,
yeah.
they're going to pressurize me. So not go into that place.
Right. We'll discuss more with you, Brother Liaquat. Let's take a short break here.
Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman. Don't give in to Shaitan. Oh, you who believe, please give thanks to Allah. Allahu Ghafoor, Allahu Rahim, Allahu Yuhibbul Muhsinin, wa Khaliquna, wa Rasiquna, wa Huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. We're talking about peer pressure, and Brother Liaquat Abbas is helping us. Yeah.
So, you know, in these kind of situations, if a person is having a trustworthy friend or an adult who's going to help to go through this kind of phase, is very important, number one. But normally people don't go and tell their parents, oh, you know what, I have a few friends of mine, or I have a kind of a group in my class. There are a few classmates who kind of
who have been bullying me over a particular
thing.
Yeah,
or they're going to kind of come to, him,
right.
to me and they're going to force me to do a few things and stuff
right.
like that, okay? And this can go up to a lot of extent, okay? And they're going to kind of torture me sometimes, you
yeah.
know, because I don't do what they say. They're going to say, oh, if you tell your parents or example, the principal of the school.
Like he has other own pressures, not even expresses.
I'm
going to
expose you or tell you or tell about you or
yeah.
shame you or something like that
yeah.
in front of other people, other
yep.
class. Yep. Or even if you tell the teacher, I'm going to do this and that. So it's a kind of a bombardment. It's a kind of lot of pressure upon the teen. So the first thing is, of course, going ahead and telling the responsible person and seeking help and taking protection. Even example, if it is a lot example, okay, if it is too much,
yep.
then seeking police protection is also important. And this is sometimes needed and it is kind of necessary. It becomes sometimes necessary. And if it is a lot of risk to life, this is like I'm going towards a bit of extreme situation where if it is a risk to life, maybe leave the school and join another school
right.
or college or university,
right.
you see? So that a person, if the principal is not taking action, if the teachers are not able to do anything, then leave the place, okay? It's what is more important than life, you see?
Right.
Okay, so coming back to our scenario, normally good people don't want to go into these kind of groups, but if there are few teens, example, who have these kind of friends, then definitely they're gonna have to like see it some tough time on the day of judgment.
Right.
And if it is in this manner and they're kind of compelled to do things and they kind of want to be known in that group.
Right.
And they did few things which shouldn't be done. Then they're going to say a verse which is very famous. And it's from the Holy Quran.
Let's talk about it. Yeah. Let's take a pause and discuss that after a short break.
Ya muqiya al-khayrat, ya muqiya al-khayrat, ya muqiya al-khayrat.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
Ya muqiya al-khayrat, ya muqiya al-khayrat.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing and you're listening to the topic peer pressure today. When teens are suffering through going through this peer pressure, Brother Liaquat, you said that friends have impact and you were going to discuss a verse of Quran for us.
Yes, sister. So there's a verse from the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Furqan, Surah number 25. The ayah number is 28, where a person of this kind, example, who has gone under peer pressure, example, or who had bad friends and was listening and was kind of adopting what they say, their qualities, example, will say, Ya waylata, laytani lam attakhiz fulanan khalila. Ya waylata, woe to me, grief be upon me. I wish I had not taken fulan and so and so as a friend, khalila. So I grieve be upon me. I wish I had not taken so and so as a friend. And this will not go ahead with just a single person.
Kind of meaning that I wish I didn't accept. I wish I didn't get under the pressure.
Yeah, exactly. Or I wish I was not in the kind of group.
Fulan.
Okay, if a person had a friend who was a bad friend, example, then this is for that one particular friend. Okay, imagine if this particular person had, like example, some 100 friends who were bad and in every stage of life. So he's going to say, Ya waylata, lam attakhiz. Ya waylata, laytani lam attakhiz fulanan khalila, for some like 100 times. You see, I wish I had not taken so and so, this person as my friend. And you know, why is this happening? Like, why is this grief happening? Is because of the consequences what the person has to face on the day of judgment because of this pressure. Okay, even if there was no pressure and the person accepted or got obliged, then the person has to face its consequences. Okay, there are few places where the person might not face consequences, where it is like where he's
rarely.
That is very rare. Okay.
Yeah. So do not take yourself to the day where you will be sending vows to yourselves.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother,
Thank
for
you.
Being with us. Thank you, dear listeners. And also, be patient, because patience is not just in the hardships, it is also in the sins. Even if you are pressurized, but calm down yourself, have patience in sins. Thank you for listening. Until another episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets of this life we see. When you feel you've lost it all, when you don't know who's your friend or foe, you wonder why you're so alone.
When faith begins.
Don't be sad by what you see. It's true, life has its miseries, but one thing's always worked for me. Worry ends when faith begins. Don't be saddened by what you see. I know life can be crazy, a showcase of hypocrisy. In the fall of piety, it's just one big mystery for you and me. When you feel you've lost it all, when you don't know who's your friend or foe, you wonder why you're so
When faith begins.
Don't be sad by what you see. It's true, life has its miseries, but one thing's always worked for me. Worry ends when faith begins. I found my my peace deep within me.